At Eero, we believe it's time to get more Wi-Fi from your Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi that delivers on the promise of Wi-Fi 7 with lightning fast speeds and minimal latency. Wi-Fi that lets us do all the things all at once and keeps us safe at the same time. It's time for Wi-Fi that's so reliable and easy, you don't even have to think about it. It's not too good to be true. It's just Eero. Learn more at Eero.com. That's Eero.com. Eero, the way Wi-Fi should be.
All late lap cars have just completed their first pit stop of the day here at Michigan. We'll be going back under the green flag here in just a moment from Michigan International Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
It's okay to dance in your waders. We call it River Pants. Real Country 1430.
Back at Michigan International Speedway, the field comes out of turn number 4. We should be getting the one-to-go signal here in about another lap or so. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Tractor Central.
Michigan International Speedway in Brooklyn, Michigan is the site of today's Firekeepers Casino 400 for the NASCAR Cup Series. Motor Racing Network is here with live flag-to-flag coverage. Welcome aboard. Glad you're spending your Sunday afternoon with us here on MRN. Mike Bagley alongside Alex Hayden and Todd Gordon topside. Dave Mooney and Tim Cattelfamo are in the corners. In the pits, we've got Steve Post and Chris Wilner. We are wrapping up caution flag number one brought out for the end of stage one. Ryan Blaney was just the first off pit road. He has become the fourth different leader this afternoon, followed by Denny Hamlin, Carson Hocevar, Chris Buescher, and Chase Elliott.
This mid-race update is presented by Wendy's. Wendy's is putting a twist on a classic with all new frosty flavors. Find your new flavor and with the choices like brownie batter and Pop-Tart strawberry. A refresh on a classic? Well, it's got to be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's, Pop-Tarts and affiliated marks are trademarks of Kellogg N.A. Company, LLC, used with permission. So we have worked now the opening stage. We're one quarter of our way through this race. 50 laps of 200 have been complete. We've seen five leaders in, among six different lead changes here in this race. Those are the official lead changes at the start-finish line. William Byron has led the most laps so far today, a total of 23.
Had a lot of comers and goers in the opening part of this race. Tyler Reddick has gained the most spots of anybody with 21. Noah Gregson's gained 13. Ryan Blaney has gained 12 net to this point in the race. But we've had some drivers that have had some challenges, like Ty Gibbs and Alex Bowman. Chase Briscoe has lost some spots as well. Of course, this coming after the first cycle of pit stops, where some teams did not wait on fuel, but some teams did. Here's a look at the Beefaroo stage preview for stage two, presented by Beefaroo. Race fans, Beefaroo is giving you the chance to win big all season long. Download the Beefaroo app and enter for a shot at winning VIP race experiences, exclusive merch, and a meet and greet with Noah Gregson. Download the Beefaroo app now and enter for your chance to win. It's time to race to Beefaroo.
This stage will be set up by how the crew chiefs called that pit stop cycle. As we saw the two leaders, Chris Buescher, William Byron, definitely, they waited on fuel, got themselves full. Ryan Blaney, as quick as his pit stop was, no way he's full. If I look at this stage, you can't run this stage without stopping. The guys that didn't wait on fuel, it's going to be more like halfway because they probably only got 13 or 14 gallons of fuel in their tank. They're going to kind of split this one in half. I think the guys that waited on fuel might go a little bit longer. They can get deeper into the mid-90s in lap count. So we'll see where this plays out. I would expect to see the guys that were quick and up front somewhere around lap 80.
With the full fuel load, going basically the full length of stage number one, is this the point in the race, Todd, where this strategy really begins to show throughout the field?
Yeah, I figured you had to come to a point at some place and wait on fuel. Whether you want to do it there under caution, as we see that Chris Buescher came out fourth waiting on fuel, William Byron came out seventh. You lost track position. Sometime you're going to pay that penalty.
Well, right now they're going to try to regain that track position because as we speak, the pace car brings the field out of turn number four. The green flag will come out at lap 52. That'll leave us with 68 laps remaining in this stage. Up to the gearbox they go. Green flag is back in the air. Ryan Blaney's trying to get out of Dodge, but he can't. He's got Denny Hamlin basically Velcro to his left elbow in turn one.
Hamlin needs a little push from behind, but he's not going to get one from Chris Buescher. That's going to allow Ryan Blaney to sail around the outside of the lead. Carson Hocevar topside. He wants the number two spot.
Carson Hocevar trying to edge out in front of Denny Hamlin for that runner-up spot. He can't do it, though. Hamlin stays with him stride for stride, and they'll run double wide into turn three. Racing for the second spot.
They are. This is an ongoing scramble from second on back. The only driver not feeling any pressure for position is the leader, Ryan Blaney. Wheel to wheel for second. Now two wide for the number four spot, and they're going to go four wide and one.
Four wide to the bottom of the racetrack, squeezed all the way underneath the yellow line. On entry is William Byron. He'll save it. The big winner out of that, Chase Elliott. He goes all the way to second place.
Chase Elliott somehow able to knife his way through all that, goes to second. Hocevar now to third. Byron and Hamlin complete the top five. Further back, they're three wide once again. Here's Jeff Dane going up the middle on Bush and Larson.
Pockets of three wide racing, looking four wide further back. What a run last lap for Chase Elliott. He had a huge run coming down the front straightaway. He cut that Chevrolet to the bottom, got second. Dave, he's now looking for the lead.
Right on the back bumper of Ryan Blaney for the number one spot. Blaney running a groove off the bottom. Chase Elliott all the way to the bottom. Try to find some daylight as they race to the back straightaway.
Elliott wants the lead. He trails Blaney by one car length as they race their way down the back stretch. Blaney in the turn number three. Takes his Ford Mustang right to the bottom. Elliott drifts a little bit wider, trying to take the lead away.
Chase Elliott's got a strong Chevrolet here as we begin the early part, of the second stage. Chase Elliott on the back bumper now of his good buddy off the track, Ryan Blaney. The battle for the race lead is in turn one.
Makes a quick peek to the inside going into turn one, but there's nothing there. Blaney again is leaving him a lane down at the extreme bottom of the racetrack, but Elliott trying to remain up higher and get a little bit more momentum off the corner.
Elliott just doesn't have the speed on the bottom of the racetrack to complete the pass, but he remains in the tire tracks of the leader, Ryan Blaney. Behind them, the battle for third now. William Byron ducks to the inside of Carson Hocevar and takes the third spot away.
William Byron just winded it up and sent it on into the bottom of turn number three, and it pays off. He'll go to the bottom. He'll take third at the start-finish line. Chase Elliott to the bottom of Ryan Blaney for the lead.
Here comes Elliott. He found some momentum this time into turn number one. He'll drive under Ryan Blaney. Chase Elliott to the top of the scoreboard as they exit turn two.
Chase Elliott the leader now as Ryan Blaney has been kicked back to second. Byron has now moved to third. Carson Hocevar continues to have challenges behind him. Denny Hamlin and Ross Chastain all over him for the fourth spot.
They make their way back across turn four and into the front side here in this massive crowd at the Firekeepers Casino 400. Chase Elliott has his supporters standing in the grandstands. Further back, the battle for fifth now with three cars knotted together.
And you can almost add a fourth because here comes Kyle Larson. Carson Hocevar is at the head of that pack right now. He's trying to hold off Ross Chastain. Oh, Larson, couple of cars get together, nearly get into the wall. Everybody gets away off turn two.
Very tight that time out of the corner. Larson able to recover, but he's got a bunch of cars on top of each other as they go to three. Kyle Busch in this mix. Chris Buescher, Bubba Wallace, and Tyler Reddick.
That was a huge moment out of turn number two a moment ago. Everybody gets it all sorted out, Dave, but for a moment it looked like chaos and calamity was about to ensue.
looked like Bubba Wallace lost the nose a bit coming off turn two. Squeezed Kyle Larson all the way up to the fence. I don't know if Larson got a tiny little bit of the safer barrier or not. Everybody was able to get away. No harm, no foul as they got awfully close off turn two.
And with the speeds that they are running this afternoon here at Michigan International Speedway, one small little slip or bubble could be disastrous. It was a miracle that everyone was able to make it cleanly through turn two the last time around.
Yeah, it was really a close quarters moment out there off turn number two, but everybody gets away unscathed here in the Firekeepers Casino 400. Lap number 59 is on the board of the scheduled 200. Chase Elliott is the race leader. It's always a treat when we come to Michigan for multiple reasons, and one of them is Mr. Jim Wise gets a chance to come say hello and visit with us here on the broadcast. Firekeepers Casino Vice
Trouble
President.
Turn two, John Hunter Nemechek loses the nose. He spins up into the outside wall. Kyle Busch gets turned off the nose of another car as they seek evasive action. John Hunter Nemechek with a lazy slide down to the inside on the back straightaway after losing the right rear corner and slapping the safer barrier at the exit of turn two.
Noah Gregson is collected as well. He'll spin to the bottom of the back straightaway. That will put us under the second caution flag of the afternoon. Coming out when two cars come to grief in front of Dave Moody in turn two.
It was the Noah Gregson machine. He just lost it coming off turn number two. The rear end stepped out. He slid up and into the outside retaining wall. As he came off the wall, I thought it was Kyle Busch. It was, in fact, Noah Gregson that got clipped by the car behind him, sent him spinning down to the inside. Minimal damage, if any, for Noah. The outside line car, though, John Hunter Nemechek, he's got some damage on the right rear corner.
And that puts us under the caution for the second time. Just as we were introducing Mr. Jim Wise, the Firekeepers Casino Vice President of Marketing and Sports Online Gaming. Wow, we had a little action there all of a sudden, huh?
You would think it was blackjack. You would think it was blackjack or maybe slots or craps or something else going on that had so much drama.
Yeah, it really was. That was just a big moment over there off of turn number two in front of Dave Moody. And boy, Jim, the action is big. The crowd here at Michigan is back with us. And the action's always great over at Firekeepers Casino as well.
You know, we're so proud to be the title sponsor here. We've been here 10 years now. So from when Kyle Larson won in 2016 through Tyler Reddick's win last year, just great races each and every year. The people at Michigan Speedway do an awesome job, and the crowd is growing every year, as you're seeing, certainly. And it kind of matches the energy, action, and excitement of an experience at Firekeepers Casino in Battle Creek.
This ongoing partnership, just why is it so important to Firekeepers?
Because we sit right on I-94 in Battle Creek, kind of equidistant, let's say, from Chicago and Detroit. So people come to Firekeepers from all sorts of distances, from western Ohio, northern Indiana, eastern Illinois, obviously all parts of Michigan, even people from Wisconsin. That 94 brings people in. So when we come to this event, there's people here from probably 40, 45 states. Everybody comes in from somewhere outside. So we get a chance to have brand contact with them, which is of great value to us. And we had one of our VIPs be the flag waver earlier. Three others were in the pace cars going around the track. They're in a beautiful suite and will be in victory lane in a couple of hours. So there's just so much that we can do with this opportunity.
And we're not just talking about how great Firekeepers is. Everybody who's an expert knows it, too. You guys have to build a new trophy case out there with all the awards you're continuing to pile up.
You know what? Nebe's, our fine dining restaurant, and that is four diamond rated. We have two hotel towers that are four diamond rated also. So we try to really not live up to everybody else's expectation, but kind of establish our own expectation for just what kind of experience does a guest really, really want. So we want to give them that Vegas top shelf experience 360. 5 days a year.
What kind of things are coming up at Firekeepers for folks to pay attention to?
Well, huge promotions every month. So if they head to our website, they will see all of our promotions. But we have just awesome music. Like last night, Clint Black performed. John Fogerty's there on July 17th. Earth, Wind, and Fire the 1st of August. Sam Hunt on August 8th. And that's just the next few weeks. So we have 2,170 seats. We're ready to roll, just like these cars are getting ready to roll.
We can't thank you and everybody at Firekeepers enough for your continued support. 10 years now here with Michigan International Speedway and NASCAR. So thank you so very much.
It'll be a pleasure to be here 10 more.
Look forward to that. Jim Wise, Firekeepers Casino Vice President of Marketing and Sports and Online Gaming here in the Firekeepers Casino 400. Pit lane is open. Not everybody has come to pit road. Some have. Steve Post.
Back half of the field predominantly came out of pit road. Ty Gibbs has just had a loose race car. They made another adjustment on that machine. Here's Ryan Preason. Saw the Wood Brothers machine of Josh Berry in as well, and Austin Cindric. Some tires and a lot of fuel. Packing these things full of fuel is what the call was on this stop here on 62. Chris Wilner.
My end of pit road, we had Alex Bowman take four tires, and they packed it full of fuel as Blake Harris tries to get his driver a little bit off strategy to get him toward the front of the field. Brad Keselowski actually felt like he had a small vibration, so this yellow came at a good time. They put some tires on, also packed it full of fuel, as well as Michael McDowell. As the damage repair continues in the John Hunter Nemechek pit, the attention's on the right front. They've got the bare bond on the splitter, also a little bit right below the front headlight, right front headlight as well. They've already changed tires, but more damage repair here for John Hunter Nemechek.
All the while, the top five off pit road were Austin Dillon, also Joey Logano, Josh Berry, Ty Gibbs, and Daniel Suarez. That fast five off pit road presented by Eero. At Eero, they believe it's time to get more Wi-Fi from Wi-Fi. Introducing Eero Pro 7, bringing you Wi-Fi at the speed of life. And Eero 7, your entry into Wi-Fi 7. Discover their newest generation of routers on Eero.com. That's E-E-R-O. com.
Don't miss your chance to race for the million.
Finalists, are you ready?
The NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back. Enter now to win a VIP trip to the NASCAR Cup Series Championship race at the Phoenix Raceway, where you could take home $1 million.
The winner is contestant number two.
The race for the million is on.
It's been amazing.
Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR, home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
At NAPA, we've spent the last 100 years building our business into an engine that powers yours. Whether you're big or small, national or local, NAPA has the automotive solutions your business needs to stay moving. And it's all driven by a nationwide network of quality parts and exceptional service on one mission, to keep your business moving full speed ahead. That's why we are the pros that know.
NAPA know-how!
Wrapping up that cycle of pit stops a moment ago with drivers further back in the field, Chase Elliott continues to show the way. He's just led his seventh lap of the afternoon. Ryan Blaney, William Byron, Carson Hocevar, Ross Chastain, the rest of the top five as we've completed 63 of the 200 laps. From Michigan International Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
From the toasty mozzarella on top of your favorite pizza to the mound of real whipped cream on top of your favorite ice cream sundae, so many of the foods we enjoy are dairy products, and they get their start on the dairy farms of America. And we take this opportunity to say thanks to the men and women who operate our dairies and dairy farms.
Today and every day, we salute our dairy industry.
Thank you, dairy farmers, for all of your hard work throughout the year. This June Dairy Month message brought to you by Dairy Queen of Durand, where happy tastes good.
The DQ Freezer is opening again to bring back our most wished for Blizzard flavor.
Freezer clear?
Just in time for our 85th birthday.
I wonder what it's going to be.
I wish that it didn't.
You can't say a wish out loud. It won't come true.
The Confetti Cake Blizzard Treat is back. Filled with confetti cake pieces and confetti frosting. All that's missing is a candle.
This is what I wish for.
Don't be late to the party. Grab yours before the DQ Freezer closes.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk After the Bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
As the field gets the one-to-go signal, a couple of the drivers coming down to top off for fuel. Ryan Preece, one of those. Also, Justin Haley and Noah Gregson going to top off their tanks as everybody is doubled up for the restart. Halfway down the back straightaway. Here's how they're currently running, presented by NAPA. NAPA and their nationwide network of parts, service, and know-how are built to turbocharge businesses, big and small, and everything in between. Learn more at NAPAOnline.com.
15 cars stayed out, did not pit. Chase Elliott is the race leader. Ryan Blaney is second. William Byron third. The rest of the top 10 are Carson Hocevar, Ross Chastain, Kyle Larson, Bubba Wallace, Tyler Reddick, Kyle Busch, and Eric Jones.
Chris Buescher will restart 11th. Denny Hamlin will restart in 12th. Zane Smith, that is, in 13th. Christopher Bell in 14th, and Shane Van Gisbergen in 15th. Austin Dillon will restart in the 16th position with Joey Logano 17th, Josh Berry 18th, Ty Gibbs 19th, and Daniel Suarez in 20th.
21st is Michael McDowell, 22nd, A.J. Allmendinger, Brad Keselowski 23rd, Riley Herbst, Ryan Preece, Todd Gilliland, Noah Gregson, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Justin Haley, Alex Bowman are the top 30.
65 laps complete as the field crosses the start-finish line and takes the green flag. Ryan Blaney restarts to the inside of Chase Elliott. Ford and Chevy horsepower drag race as they race back to the corner.
Ryan Blaney getting a big-time shove into the banking of turn one from Ross Chastain. Chastain backs off on entry to the corner, and that doesn't help Blaney at all. Around the outside, Chase Elliott regains the lead.
Chase Elliott will take the lead. William Byron able to power around the outside of Ryan Blaney and take second. Blaney's not done losing spots just yet. Here's Kyle Larson to the inside in turn three.
Larson with a big slip in the middle of turns three and four. He nearly cleared Blaney, but after that moment, Blaney's able to drive right back by and get away from Larson. As a matter of fact, here comes Carson Hocevar diving to the bottom of the racetrack.
That was nearly a three-wide deal with Josh Berry on the outside of the racetrack and Larson in the middle. Or check that. Tyler Reddick all the way up to the number six spot. He was the high man in that potential three-wide move.
Tyler Reddick.
Oh, trouble. Turn one. Chase Briscoe's into the outside wall as they slide down the wall in turn two. Briscoe goes for the long slide. Alex Bowman is involved. Cole Custer has got a piece of the action. Daniel Suarez torn up as well. Multi-car crash that broke out toward the tail end of the field here in turn two.
And that Alex Bowman car is done for the day. It is demolished on the nose of that Ally Chevrolet. Caution flag number three flies over the Firekeepers Casino 400 for four cars spinning and crashing in front of Dave Moody.
It was one of those crashes, Mike Bagley, where you feel it almost as quickly as you see it, as the heavy impact with that outside safer barrier, nose first by Alex Bowman, and then he just started gathering up cars. Cole Custer had nowhere to go. Daniel Suarez, his afternoon just continues to get worse. He had nowhere to go. A number of machines piling in. Everyone, with the exception of Bowman, has been able to limp away down the backstretch.
Alex Bowman has climbed from his battered Ally Chevrolet. He will walk to the care truck to take the mandatory trip to the infield care center. That is the third DNF in the last nine races for Alex Bowman.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC, used with permission.
Hey, I hear you think podcasts are all about true crime, huh? Well, wise guy, the iHeartRadio app's got all kinds of podcasts. We got stuff you should know and stuff they don't want you to know. We got Bobby Bones, Big Boy, and Lou Later. We got SpongeBob Binge Pants and Exotic Erotic Storytime. We got Doughboys, Two Dudes in a Kitchen, Green Eggs and Dan. Hey, we got ElfQuest. We got podcasts for everything on the iHeartRadio app for free. If you don't download that, well, that's not just a true crime, my friend. That's criminal.
They have stopped the entire field here just shy of turn number one and are going to put the red flag out. As a matter of fact, as I say that, Shannon Bednarik has the red flag in the air here at the start-finish line from the flag stand for the cleanup over there off turn number two after the multi-car crash. But the one that got the most severe shot was Alex Bowman from Michigan International Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Back to the coverage of the Firekeepers Casino 400 here at the Michigan International Speedway, presented on MRN by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. Visit progressive.com.
Under the caution flag, the third one of the afternoon, coming out for a multi-car crash in turn number two involving Chase Briscoe, Daniel Suarez, Cole Custer, and Alex Bowman. Let's talk a little bit about Alex Bowman. Alex, you gave us a tease a stat a moment ago where you talked about the challenges that they've had on this race team of late. The season started pretty good. They were rattling off some top 10 finishes. And in the back half now of this regular season, it just seems like, Todd, no matter how hard they try, they're always met with a challenge. There's a DNF. There's some sort of component that could lower morale. What is it like trying to maintain morale when the harder you try, it seems like the harder you get knocked down?
I want to get Alex to give the stat that we had in the caution there, because where have they been here recently?
Recently, in the last eight races, well, this will be the ninth, so we'll call it these nine last races, average of 27th place finish. This is their third DNF, and they finished 27th or worse in seven of the last nine races.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. But the piece you got to look at, and Blake Harris, I'm sure, is looking at this, where did they win last year? They won at Chicago Street Course. Where has Alex Bowman been really strong when we went to COTA? When we went to the street course, when we've been to road courses? Where are we going next week? We're going to Mexico City. We've got an opportunity in front of us. I know we've had this bad streak of luck, and you've got to talk to the guys about, I know that. We're a victim in a lot of these. This wasn't his doing, running where he was, but that could have been a strategy piece to put him there. You've got to look forward as to where our strengths are going to play for us. And when you look at the rest of the regular season here, we've got four more road courses before we have to get to playoff time. See the strength and see the opportunities in front of you rather than the pain that you've been through.
It really is difficult, and you have to do nothing now but look at the positives moving forward for Alex Bowman and this team. They came in on a trajectory that could put them outside of the playoff grid when this checkered flag goes in the air here in the Firekeepers Casino 400 later today. As they sit right now with a 36th and last place finish on their mark here today, they are currently plus 16 on the playoff board, and we haven't even tallied up the stage 2 points yet, let alone the final finishing position points. So there's a very high likelihood Alex Bowman could be outside of the top 16 when this is all said and done.
Of course, we're about to drop the landing gear here in the regular season. We're about to get 10 to go, 9 to go, 8 to go. And all of these finishes, when you stack them up, can determine who's going to make a run for the playoffs, who's going to be outside of playoff territory when we begin them on Labor Day weekend at the Darlington Raceway. More adversity for Alex Bowman as we are under the caution flag. Now the red flag with 67 laps complete and Chase Elliott continuing to show the way.
Place your bets with Firekeepers Online Casino and Sportsbook app. Bet on events for all the major sports, plus wagering on upcoming championships. We have all the online slots and live table games you love. A major upgrade is coming soon. Get ready for more. More games, more rewards, more cash out options, and more ways to win. Stay tuned. You won't want to miss it. Get your Vegas on with Firekeepers Online.
I'm Kyle Petty, and I want to tell you about a place that's near and dear to my heart, Victory Junction. It's a year-round camp that gives kids with complex medical and physical conditions life-changing experiences that are fun, empowering, and always free for families. Please help Victory Junction support kids who need it the most by getting involved today. Whether you know a child who could benefit, want to volunteer, or join our team, you can be a part of something truly special. Learn more by visiting victoryjunction.org.
Later today, we'll select the Xfinity Mobile Reliable Performance of the Race. Xfinity Mobile provides incredible value on the most reliable nationwide 5G network to keep you connected to NASCAR wherever you are. Learn more at Xfinity.com/mobile. From Michigan International Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
FFA students across America rely on the experience and mentorship of their advisors and teachers. These educators, both in and out of the classroom, are helping our young people to rise to their potential, to become confident, competent leaders in their chosen fields. Today and every day in 2025, we salute the FFA.
Recognizing all the hard work our local FFA chapters do each and every day, this FFA salute is being brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website for the latest job opportunities. It's Better in Blue at Martin Transport. Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's Better in Blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport, Mondovi.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday, at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
We're back at the Michigan International Speedway. We're under the red flag for a four-car crash in turn two involving Chase Briscoe, Daniel Suarez, Alex Bowman, and Cole Custer. Just about everybody has been able to leave the accident scene except Alex Bowman's car that's been attached to a wrecker and is actually being taken through the infield back to the NASCAR Cup Series garage. However, Dave Mooney, the task at hand is to clean up all the debris and all the fluid that has been laid down from this accident.
Absolutely. They are taking the car back to the garage, but virtually all of the fluids are not accompanying on that trip. The radiator split wide open. As hard as he hit nose first into the wall, I wouldn't be surprised if there's motor oil and maybe even transaxle gear lube on the racetrack. They put down a ton of Speedy Dry. They've cleaned it back up with the vacuum truck. They've followed up with a pass or two with the jet dryers. But everywhere they took that car, and they did a nice job of getting it off the racing surface and far down onto the apron. But even down on the apron, they've got to clean it up. But it's going to take a minute to get all that fluid taken care of.
Yeah, it's interesting because they brought the car on a wrecker itself, and they were going to tow it through the middle of the infield. Once they got to the opening of the infield, they realized there was so much damage to the car, they had to stop, put the car back down, and they've brought a rollback now to the middle of the infield to try to get that car back to the garage area. Time now to take a trip down to pit lane with our own Steve Post. This trip to pit road is presented by Jack Links Duos. Craving something bold? Try new Jack Links Duos. Two jerky flavors in one pack. Original and teriyaki, jalapeno and mango, or buffalo style and ranch. Grab your favorite in the snack aisle today. Steve Post.
Always fascinating at NASCAR Cup Series races when Chase Elliott takes the lead, and this crowd here at Michigan just absolutely erupted when that Universe Chevy took the lead spot. And really for Chase, it was a lackluster stage number one. He finished in the 14th spot in the stage, and he reported to crew chief Alan Gustafson the car was just edgy and he just couldn't feel down into the racetrack. They made one minor air pressure adjustment on the car during that caution period, but what they did, and Todd Gordon has talked about this, they did not wait on fuel. They got him out there fifth fastest. So he went from 14th to fifth off from pit road. Okay, what that gave him was track position. You guys have described that big, bold move to the lead. That edgy race car is now really, really good in the lead. So obviously track position is so critical and really has given Chase Elliott a good car. The problem is that somewhere they're going to have to pay the piper and put a little more fuel in that thing. But they at least know now that they have a really, really good race car. If they can navigate their way late in the day to the front of the field, they feel really, really good about the car they have with Chase Elliott and his crew chief, Alan Gustafson.
Right now, Chase Elliott exercising some speed on the racetrack. It's been 41 races since Chase Elliott last won in the NASCAR Cup Series. That last win came at the Texas Motor Speedway in April of last year.
So I just switched to Straight Talk Wireless.
Uh-oh, we just ran out of gas.
Great, gives us time to watch the race.
You know the next town is 50 miles away, right?
Don't worry, I have real unlimited data now.
But how are we going to get out of here?
We got about 200 laps before we need to figure that out.
Get a free 5G phone with select plans and real unlimited data only for a limited time at Straight Talk. Available at your local Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk is an official partner of NASCAR. Taxes and fees apply. Require single line activation on the qualifying plan for network management practices. Visit StraightTalk.com. Copyright 2025 Verizon. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
Every hero's story has a humble beginning. Every legend had to earn their stripes.
Guys like me aren't supposed to do that!
Every superstar had a dream.
It's been a fairy tale season.
Every home track is the start of something special.
That's just good old short track racing.
Oh! A little retaliation.
Holy cow!
Learn more about NASCAR regional tracks near you at NASCAR.com/regional.
The red flag has been withdrawn. The caution flag has been redisplayed, and the field is starting to leave the end of the front straightaway behind the caution car. We spent 11 and a half minutes under the red flag. From Michigan International Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic is here for all your primary care needs. From annual visits and sports physicals to new or chronic conditions, our compassionate team looks forward to caring for you during all stages of life. For your convenience, we offer on-site lab, same-day appointments, physical therapy, and more services to come. Call the Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic to schedule your appointment at 715-926-1113.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products. Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products and the answers that work.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Back at Michigan, the field is exiting turn number 4 right now. We see the green lights on at the head end of pit road. Pit road is open. Chase Elliott's going to stay out. Christopher Bell, Bubba Wallace are going to stay out. Everybody just about else coming down to pit road. Chris Wilner will have coverage of those pit stops in a moment. Steve Post is on pit lane right now as more cars come to him.
Yes, this is right on the outside edge of the fuel window, so we're going to take fuel. Some are going to take 4 tires, and we're going to save fuel is what the instructions to the drivers. Kurt Busch or Kyle Busch reporting the car is very, very loose. Here he is, going to be 4 tires, Sunoco Racing fuel, just for reference. The race off from Pit Road, Tyler Reddick just won it off. Eric Jones goes out, Ryan Blaney goes out. Man, this is like a land rush down here with all the cars rolling off from Pit Road. Chase Briscoe is in. He's got some damage on the right side of his car from rubbing up against the wall out there. So they're going to have an extended stay down here as they take a look and make sure that the right side of the Chase Briscoe car, our pole sitter here today, is looking all right.
So basically half the field elected to come to pit lane here, Todd Gordon. There's still a lot of thought process with these crew chiefs right now. What does this caution flag do here in the middle of stage number 2 due to the thought process and your strategy?
Yeah, this is one of those, it's a tough call, and you saw most of the guys come here, 52 laps to go, but you really got to make 3 laps of caution after that. So add those up to at least another lap, call it a lap and a half. Now we're talking about 53 and a half laps to go. I think that's right on the outside window of where they feel like they can go on fuel. I felt good about 48 to 50. This puts you where you got to stretch out. That's why I think you saw a handful of guys not come here, but a bunch of the other guys that had come earlier, we saw a lot of just fuel onlys at this point just to tap themselves off and put themselves on that window. One caution from here will put you in a position where you make it easily.
12 cars stayed out on the racetrack, but 2 cars have been nailed for speeding. Kyle Larson and A.J. Allmendinger, both given citations on the pit lane. They will have to come down for a pass-through penalty or restart at the tail end of the field. So, trouble there for Kyle Larson and his HendrickCars.com team. Matter of fact, Pit road was closed, and he's coming down, and they're just going to top off and change the left side tires on that Chevrolet Camaro. So everyone is choosing right now when the green flag comes back out. Going to be Chase Elliott and Christopher Bell on the front row. Michael McDowell staying out. He'll restart third. Joey Logano fourth. Brad Keselowski fifth. Todd Gilliland will restart in sixth with Ryan Preece in seventh. Eighth goes to Austin Cindric. Cody Ware will restart ninth, and Justin Haley in 10th.
Tyler Reddick, who started the race at the back of the field, is up to 11th. William Byron is 12th. Ty Gibbs, 13th, and Denny Hamlin, 14th. Bubba Wallace is 15th. Zane Smith, 16th. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is 17th. Kyle Busch is 18th. Ty Dillon is 19th, and Kyle Larson is 20th.
Restarting in 21st will be Ryan Blaney, Carson Hocevar in 22nd, Eric Jones in 23rd, Austin Dillon 24th, Chris Buescher in 25th. Restarting 26th will be Shane Van Gisbergen with Ross Chastain in 27th, A.J. Allmendinger in 28th, Josh Berry 29th, and Noah Gregson in 30th.
Riley Herbst is 31st. Daniel Suarez back on the lead lap. He is 32nd. John Hunter Nemechek is 33rd. Chase Briscoe on and off the pit lane getting some repairs to that car after this crash here he just sustained. He is the last car on the track, and all cars, 34 of them, are on the lead lap. Out of the race, 35th, Cole Custer. Out of the race, 36th, Alex Bowman.
Right now, the Chevrolet Corvette pace car brings the field out of turn number four. When they come to the line to take the green flag, it'll be 50 laps to go in stage two of the Firekeepers Casino 400. Here come the leaders into the restart zone. Chase Elliott mashes the gas. He'll restart on the outside. He will get away at the start-finish line. Compliments of a shove of Michael McDowell, but here comes Christopher Bell storming back to the inside in one.
McDowell just keeps on shoving as they hit turn number one. Now backs off midway between one and two. The battle for the lead is nose-to-nose. Christopher Bell by a bumper on the inside of Elliott.
Christopher Bell trying to get the advantage on the inside of the racetrack, but here comes Chase Elliott. Elliott strong on the outside lane as they hustle their way to turn number three. Elliott on the outside of Christopher Bell trying to pinch him down through the corner.
Our Christopher Bell will have to give way at the front of the field. Chase Elliott takes the lead. Bell's car not the grip at the very bottom of the track he was hoping for. He'll fall in line second. Brad Keselowski's up to third. Joey Logano is on the march from fourth.
He dives to the inside of Keselowski. Will power under him on entry into turn number one. They'll run side by side. Logano bottom of the racetrack. Slides up on Keselowski. Oh, they nearly touch. They do touch at the exit of two.
Little contact between those two Ford Mustangs of Brad Keselowski and Joey Logano that continue to fight for third. Here comes Michael McDowell going to the inside of both of them and taking the third spot away in turn four.
Oh, a tight squeeze there from third on back. Finds Michael.
Oh, trouble turn four. One car spins at the back of the pack going up to the outside wall. It's John Hunter Nemechek. He spun all by himself, hit the outside wall, and now slides down the banking and has come to a rest on the apron at the exit of the corner.
Caution flag number four will fly this afternoon. John Hunter Nemechek having a problem in front of Tim Catalfemo.
John Hunter Nemechek had damage from an earlier crash, and he was at the back of the pack and I believe just spun all by himself. He lost control of the car in the middle of a corner, spun up the racetrack into the outside retaining wall in turn four, did some damage to the rear bumper of his Toyota Camry, and now there are two safety trucks that have arrived on the scene to attend to John Hunter Nemechek.
He'll make his way to the infield care center where Chris Wilner is at right now.
And Cole Custer, the first to be released from the care center after the last incident over in turn number two. Obviously, I know you just said you haven't seen a replay, but take us through what happened behind the wheel.
Yeah, I mean, it's Michigan. You know, we're all going 3 and 4 wide on restarts, pushing hard. You know, it's just these restarts are so crazy because everybody knows that that's the time to make up spots. And it seemed like maybe somebody got out of shape up top, and then everybody started moving down the track, and everybody just kind of ran out of room, and we all kind of wrecked. So, unfortunately, I mean, I feel like we got our HaasTooling.com Ford Mustang better throughout the race, and I felt like we were fairly competitive. We just got to keep working at it. You know, we're moving the right direction. We just have to keep moving.
That's Cole Custer, checked and released from the care center. Is worth noting that Jeff Gordon, Jeff Anders, president of Hendrick Motorsports, as well as Mr. H himself, Mr. Hendrick, have all made it to the care center. They have gone inside to check on Alex Bowman, so we will give you word as soon as we have it on the status of Alex Bowman.
Cole Custer joining Alex Bowman are as the two drivers that are out of the Firekeepers Casino 400. Lap 73 on the board. Chase Elliott continues to lead.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3.
I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Bacon Eater is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Bacon Eater is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii, not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platforms.
Spire Motorsports driver Steven Wilson captured the race win this week at Kansas in the 2025 eNASCAR Coca-Cola iRacing Series, NASCAR's officially sanctioned esports series featuring the top sim racers from around the world. Wilson allied old drivers with four race wins this season. Don't forget to tune in June 17th at 8 p.m. Eastern for Round 10 at Iowa on eNASCAR.com. Brought to you by Coca-Cola, iRacing, and NASCAR.
Cleanup continues in Turn 4 after John Hunter Nemechek got loose, spun up, and made contact with the outside wall. He's okay. He's headed to the care center. Right now, the crew is attaching the car to the wrecker. And right now, we have John Hunter Nemechek on his way to the care center after working the fourth caution flag of the afternoon. Of course, Alex, this has been quite the rambunctious race of late. We ran the first 45 laps caution-free. We've had a caution at lap 59, a caution at lap 66, and now a caution at lap 72.
Yeah, this has been one of those types of deals where you set your strategies in play for some. These cautions have worked for them. For others, this has been a detriment. We'll dive a little deeper into that here in just a moment with 46 laps remaining here in stage number two of the Firekeepers Casino 400.
Of course, the field is working behind the caution car right now. We expect the green flag to fly in a couple of laps or so. All this going on while we've had a couple of drivers take a trip to the care center. We mentioned John Hunter Nemechek is headed back there. We've just spoken with Cole Custer. We're about to get a word with Alex Bowman after his hard crash in turn two. That was happening at lap number 66 involving Chase Briscoe, Cole Custer, and also Daniel Suarez. That put us under the red flag for 11 minutes and 30 seconds if you're just joining us. And now we head to the care center to hear from Alex Bowman himself.
And he has emerged from the care center. First off, good to see you walking out of here because that was a massive incident, a massive hit in turn two. Are you okay? And then take us what happened.
Yeah, I've certainly felt better, but looked like the two got in the 41 or a bad arrow spot or something, and the 41 got loose. And at that point, you know, being on the outside of guys, they get into you, you're kind of along for the ride. So really quickly turned the car head on into the outside wall and massive crash. So hate it for our Ally 48 team, hate it for everybody at HMS. Just got to keep digging. It's been a really bad 2 months for us. Might be more than that now. I've lost track, but just got to keep working hard.
How do you find the positives as we go to especially a new racetrack next week in Mexico City? You've got another couple road courses in the next 5 weeks, so where do you find the positivity with this group, the speed that you have to kind of put this one behind you?
It's a good question. You know, we've had a lot of speed, had a lot of good race cars. Obviously today we were off of where we needed to be, but just the support that we have from Rick and Jeff and everybody at HMS, you know, they'll give us the tools we need to get turned back around. Just need to get pointed back in the right direction. We're a much better race team than this.
Appreciate that. Good to see Alex Bowman checked and released from the care center after a huge hit there in turn two.
Yeah, that's really great news for Alex Bowman and to be able to walk out of the care center. We had one car from the front of the field. The race leader, Chase Elliott, on lap 75, came to pit road. This trip to pit road is presented by Sunoco. Steve Post.
If you remember just a few moments ago, Todd Gordon said of all of those cars that pitted, I think it was back on lap number 68, one caution and they're good to make it to the end. As soon as that caution flew for John Hunter Nemechek out there, the radio traffic on Chase Elliott's car was, we're in trouble here, because all of those cars can make it. That one car that we just saw on pit road was Chase Elliott. He came down here on lap number 95, get it full of fuel, four tires, Sunoco Racing fuel in the car, some other cars toward the back of the car. Field pitted, but Chase Elliott, all that track position that him and Alan Gustafson schemed and put themselves in place of, that caution with those drivers being able to make it, should be able to make it to the end of this stage, have put them deep, deep in the field back in heavy, heavy traffic.
Well, a little more salt on the wound for Chase Elliott. They have been penalized on that pit stop for improper fueling, which means they have lost their opportunity to choose. They're already at the back of the field. From fueling your favorite NASCAR teams to filling up at the pump, so Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco, performance is what we do.
From Michigan International Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know the first dairy cow in America arrived in the Jamestown colony in 1611? Until the 1850s, nearly every family had its own cow. Now, while you could walk the family cow upstairs, you couldn't get it back down to the pasture because a cow's knees are unable to bend properly to walk downstairs. This June Dairy Month message brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, building fiber optic smart communities from the ground up. Visit WWT.net for more information.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at WWT.net.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
With Chase Elliott just going to pit road, that cycles the lead to Christopher Bell. Michael McDowell will restart in second with Brad Keselowski, Joey Logano, and William Byron rounding out the top five.
Back into the restart zone they go. Green flag goes in the air, and we're racing again in the Firekeepers Casino 400. Michael McDowell on the inside lane. Christopher Bell goes topside.
Everybody jammed up tight. They're three wide back around fifth or sixth position, but they'll get that sorted out as they race their way through one and two. Now it's three wide for the lead. Byron finds room on the bottom as McDowell slides up. Back to the lead goes Willie B.
What a power move by William Byron, able to shoot right up the middle, take the lead away, and Tyler Reddick was able to follow through to second. Here's Christopher Bell trying to regain some lost track position to the inside of Reddick.
Michael McDowell and Christopher Bell went up the racetrack. The inside lane was wide open for William Byron. He capitalized. He took the lead. It was also a capitalizing moment for Tyler Reddick, who was just re-bypassed by Bell for second in turn one.
Reddick back to the third spot. And Mike, you're right. They could not have rolled out a red carpet and invited any better path to the inside. Michael McDowell scrapping right now just to hold on to the top six.
Michael McDowell struggling on this restart. He's got a couple of cars starting to line up behind him. The first of those machines is Justin Haley. You can also throw Todd Gilliland into that mix behind Michael McDowell racing inside the top.
Tyler Reddick started today's race at the back of the field after unapproved adjustments on the car. He's raced his way now up to third. Tyler Reddick, the defending winner of the Firekeepers Casino 400 on the march in turn one.
He's got the number three position, trying to close in on the Christopher Bell machine, but he's also got somebody knocking at the back door. Brad Keselowski only about two car lengths back, further back in the fourth spot.
Right behind Brad Keselowski is the machine of Ross Chastain. He is getting a big challenge behind him in the form of Michael McDowell. Joey Logano there as well. They all work their way through the corner.
Oh, further back, Joey Logano just darts up the racetrack. Had the car at the bottom of the racetrack make that Ross Chastain. He skitters up the racetrack. He'll lose a spot or two as he'll get that car collected. Speaking of Logano, right now Joey Logano is running inside of the top 10. He's trying to hang on to fifth, Dave.
Yeah, but he's got a lot of company at the back door trying to make sure he does not do that. Jumping to the bottom is Michael McDowell. Right in his tire track, Todd Gilliland.
Todd Gilliland and Michael McDowell will race for that spot down the back stretch. Give the advantage this time to Gilliland, who now starts to go after Joey Logano. Logano in the turn three runs the middle of the racetrack. Gilliland right behind him.
Todd Gilliland strong here in the middle stages of the Firekeepers Casino 400. He is working over the back bumper of the Hunt Brothers Pizza Ford Mustang of Joey Logano. Michael McDowell is right there looking on as they race off to turn one.
We've heard a number of drivers say the closer to the front you get, the more clean air you get to enjoy and the better the car handles. And I think those Front Row Motorsports teammates, McDowell and Gilliland, are reaping the benefits right now.
And they both want to get by Joey Logano, who currently holds down the fifth spot and is kind of holding up all the cars that are behind him. The front four cars in front of Logano have broken away from this pack.
A couple of drivers on the move right now that are in and outside of the top 10. One of those, Michael McDowell, just trying to regain some lost ground. And Ryan Preece also making bold moves on the racetrack, too. Lap 38 to go in stage two. It's Byron, Bell, Reddick, Keselowski, and Logano, the top five, with Todd Gilliland, Michael McDowell, Denny Hamlin, Ryan Preece, Zane Smith, the top 10. The leaders exit turn two and race up the backstretch.
That's how they run in the top 10, headed down the backstretch. We'll focus on that battle for fifth, again involving Joey Logano, Todd Gilliland, Denny Hamlin, and now a couple of other cars starting to get closer into this fight. You've got Ryan Preece and Michael McDowell there as well.
Preece makes the pass on McDowell off turn number four, give him one spot closer to the front of the field. That is the number seven spot. We've completed 83 laps, and the Xfinity fastest lap of the race so far belongs to William Byron. He turned a speed of 191.367 miles per hour. If it stands, they will claim the Xfinity fastest lap award and earn one championship point. Sign up today for a super fast connection to NASCAR and never miss a second of the action. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
Front four tipping, front four that is, are tiptoeing away from the field with Byron Bell, Reddick, and Keselowski, but all eyes are on fifth on back right now. Joey Logano in a red Ford Mustang this weekend. The Hunt Brothers pizza colors on that car, just trying to hold off the advances of Todd Gilliland. Here's Gilliland at the start-finish line. He will rumble out of the pocket and pull to Logano's inside in one.
Jumps to the bottom into turn number one, completes the pass, now slides right up across the nose of Joey Logano's Ford. Joey's not out of the woods yet. To the outside, Ryan Preece now will drive by.
Ryan Preece able to sail around Joey Logano. Now Logano has got his hands full with Denny Hamlin. Hamlin into turn three, following right in the tire tracks of Logano. Now lets his car drift wide off the corner.
Can't quite get there to put a challenge on as he looks ahead and sees Ryan Preece beginning to close in on Todd Gilliland. I spent a couple of minutes with Ryan Preece in the garage earlier this morning. He is now a proud owner of a new pony. This past week, he went up and bought a new pony up in Yadkinville, North Carolina, and bought it for his two-year-old daughter, Rebecca Marie Preece. So not only is he driving the old Mustang Dark Horse out there, he's now a pony owner.
Well, congratulations to him. Now, that's a handful. Now, that's an investment right there. That's not only investment, that's commitment. Yeah. He is obviously a man of commitment, but good luck with that.
Yeah, with a two-year-old, you got it. You know who's going to feed the pony, right?
And
that's how it works. But right now, as he makes his way here up off turn four, speaking of Ryan Preece, the Connecticut native, going to work now on Todd Gilliland. This is the ongoing race for position number five in turn one.
Preece about a car length and a half back, following in his tire track for at least the moment. He's got race cars, too. You got to feed both of them, race cars and horses. You don't need to follow the race car with a shovel, though, and he's doing pretty good speed down the back straightaway right now.
Right now, Ryan Preece letting those horses run in the sixth position, right behind Todd Gilliland. This is a private battle for the fifth position in turn three.
Ryan Preece going to take a look to the inside again. He's working over Todd Gilliland. So you got Front Row Motorsports, and you've got Roush Fenway, Keselowski Racing. A couple of Fords battling for a spot right there. Bad news is, Dave, this race is some 6 seconds behind the race leading driver of William Byron.
Byron has checked out, there's no doubt. He's got about 10, 12 car lengths over Christopher Bell. Another 15 more back to the third place machine. And yes, half a back straightaway is the distance to fifth place.
And that battle for third is starting to tighten up a little bit. That's where you find Tyler Reddick, who's got the third spot, and Brad Keselowski, who's trying to challenge him for that position.
Brad Keselowski, of course, co-owner of Roush Fenway Keselowski Racing, the winningest race team in NASCAR here at Michigan International Speedway. That team has gone to victory lane here 14 times. That's three better than the Wood Brothers here at MIS.
It's incredible when a race team can get their arms around something like they have. However, it's been a while since we've seen that glory restored, but there was a time when we came here, they would knock win after win after win out. It was amazing to watch them work and obviously let those ponies breathe that were under the hoods of those race cars.
Yeah, and again, they are racing everybody here today for the Heritage Cup. Essentially, it's a race within a race between the three manufacturers that our colleague here in the booth, Todd Gordon, knows oh so well. The Heritage Cup up for grabs right now. Toyota has owned that trophy since their win here 1 year ago. The winner of today's race, that manufacturer gets to take it home again.
And it's one trophy, and it just gets brought back to the racetrack. You know, it's not like you win it and you keep it, and this is your 2016 trophy. It is that trophy. You get a plaque on it, but it comes back, goes home with the OEM winner from this race.
I know that Edsel Ford asked you to get him one, and you ultimately ended up doing it. What added pressure does that put on a crew chief or a team or a driver, knowing that they're chomping at the bit 72 miles away from us to the east?
Yeah, I mean, it's encouragement, right? You know that they're paying attention. You're really after it. It doesn't focus or come into your focus during the race, but it is. This is a prestigious race, and it's prestigious for many reasons. When my hearers hear, it's this close to Ford Motor Company. It's their backyard. They want to win in their backyard. To me, this was Rogers' track at one point. This is a Penske's backyard. There were a lot of reasons you come here, but you don't think about those trophies during the race, but you think about how to win it all week coming to it.
Right now, up front, trying to wrap their arms around the Heritage Trophy is Chevrolet. They've got their driver, William Byron, at the front of the field with 29 laps to go in stage number two.
Coverage varies by plan. View contract and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
Do you own a 2005 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? With the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering a low-cost vehicle coverage plan designed to save you thousands off costly vehicle repairs. Get your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage are included. For your free quote, call 800-471-2595. 800-471-2595.
Get ready to rev your engines, NASCAR fans. The thrill, the speed, the action. You can now experience it all for free on the NASCAR channel on Tubi. All-day access to NASCAR action, streaming classic moments, iconic rivalries, and behind-the-scenes stories from the greatest drivers. Best of all, it's completely free. Stream anytime, anywhere, on your favorite fast platform. No fees, no strings, just NASCAR. Find the NASCAR channel on your streaming device and start watching today.
Seven laps shy of the halfway point in the Firekeepers Casino 400, and William Byron leads Christopher Bell, Tyler Reddick, Brad Keselowski, and Ryan Preece. From Michigan International Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Clicking off lap number 95 here as the clock approaches the 4 o'clock hour in the Eastern time zone. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha.